Passage 3. If you hear the sound of a phone in a bag or pocket, you could be forgiven for thinking that someone has received a text message. But nowadays, there are so many different ways of messaging someone that it could spell the death of the traditional text as we know it. Text messaging, or texting, is the art of sending a short electronic message between two mobile phones or tablets. But in the last few years, messaging in this manner has been on the decline. The rise of smartphones and tablets has seen an increase in the use of instant messaging apps, which offer a cheap alternative to conventional texts. Using wireless internet connections or mobile data networks, people can send limitless numbers of messages to their friends for very little cost. Unlike traditional mobile texts, the user usually only has to pay to download the app once, after which each message they send is free. Web developers soon got the message. Instant messaging apps have become popular all over the world. WhatsApp in America and Europe, WeChat in China, and KakaoTalk in South Korea are but a few of which have attracted hundreds of millions of people who use the apps to chat to their friends in real time. These apps allow people to send picture messages for free, something which previously was quite costly. Many of these apps also allow users to access a huge range of colorful emoticons and stickers, which are fun ways to help people express their emotions.
Questions 23 to 25 are based on the passage you have just heard. Question 23. What is the possible future of the traditional text message? Question 24. What may people pay for sending instant messages? Question 25. What is the advantage of using instant message apps mentioned in the passage?